Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. We are in Chodesh Halvavos, Shal Yuchad HaMaaseh, Perek Hey. Okay. Shal Yuchad HaMaaseh, Perek Hey. We began seeing the Yetzer Hara's attack on our gaiva, right? If you feel you've made a lot of progress in your avodas Hashem, you have a sophisticated understanding of avodas Hashem, there will be the tendency to start looking down at the people around, to speak roughly to them, not to tolerate their low level. So a couple of things that we have to tell ourselves is, number one, you never really know what's going on with somebody else inside. Number two, the very fact that you have a sophisticated understanding of Avodas Hashem already puts you into a bit of a compromised situation. The way he puts it now is, Hashem expects from a person according to his intelligence, according to his understanding. And therefore, Hashem might be quite unhappy with me because of how much I understand. I'm not quite living up to it. So therefore, Ani yoyser roya she'en nimas mimenu, I might be in a worse place than him. I might be more deserving of being despised because there's a larger gap between what I understand and what I'm actually doing. I'm not living up to what I'm doing. This person may be a very simple-minded person, but he is living with tmimus, with simplicity, a simple-minded way. He's going about what he needs to do. So, he might be in a better place. Al-kitsuroi im-sikhlusoi boy. Because whatever he's not doing is simply because he's not intelligent enough. V'u-mamu-es-olikim v'sikhlusu v'shkago. Whatever he's not doing right, he's doing as a result of a lack of his intelligence. He's a shoygig. V'ani mamu es bedasu bezodoin. But me, what's that? That depends on the person. You have a person who's simply incapable of more, so he's an oinus. You have a person who is capable of more, but the mice he doesn't know. I do know. So that's already amazing. You know, that's why one of the vidui that we say, one of the pirushim on that is, forget the mirma part, the das part. Means that I have a well-developed understanding of Ruchnius, but I'm not doing my Chachmasa Meuba Mimasov. The person knows a lot, but he's not quite living up to it. It's not Pashit.
Maybe that's honest, because he didn't know.
Right, well, the Maisa we paskin that not knowing is called Shoigig. Right. So saying it depends. If he could have known better, he's a Shoigig. Now, the Efshe Shema Asoy Nire, the Taivasoy, Tzfunan Isteres. Now, it's also possible that this person, you see his coarseness. You see that he's a thick-headed fellow, his lack, you see on the outside. But his sincerity, his efforts, they're hidden on the inside. I'm a respected fellow because I know how to give good shiurim about avodas Hashem, right? But you don't know what's really going on, where my faults are on the inside. He might be more deserving of Hashem's forgiveness and mercy than I am. And also, right, I'm known, I'm respected as a high quality Oyved Hashem. And therefore, the things that I'm kind of operating in the capacity of, well, people know me to be a Chashem Yid, right? And therefore, something that he does, the Mesilas Nefesh, is completely concealed between him and Hashem. He's not getting attention to it, for it. Because he's not getting recognition for it. It's only between him and Hashem. He's not getting respect for it. Because even that, he does in a very... He goes about it in a very simple-minded way. So nobody's... Even what they do see him doing, they don't respect it, right? And they don't realize... He might actually be putting in very sincere efforts. I am exactly the opposite. On the outside, I make a much more impressive impression than he does. Also when it comes to averus. One avera that I do, shekeles averus rabos mishaloi. It can be a equivalent to many averus that he does. Because again, I'm a respected guy. People look at me as a high quality person. The averus that I do, I'm sophisticated enough that my struggles are kept on the inside. People don't know what I'm struggling with, right? And therefore, I'm not embarrassed because of it. And the avera retains its purity, if we'll call it that, right? Retains its full level, whereas he, when he messes up, everybody sees it. Everybody sees him bungling, right? And people look at him funny, and they make fun of him. They put him down because of it. So that might actually take off. That might actually reduce his punishment. And me, with all the good things I do, I'm doing it in the capacity of a respected person, and people look at me and they say, ah, look at him. That might take away from my schar in Olam Haba. Whereas with him, he's going to have his full schar in Olam Haba, but a lot of his punishment might be reduced. So therefore, he's giving us a lot of perspective. You see a person who's on a lower level than you, feel humbled. Feel humbled. A, because you don't really know what's going on with him. B, because the very fact that he's on a lower level than you might actually put him into a better place. Because it might make his mitzvahs of a higher quality, because he's not getting any recognition for them. People are just looking down on him because he's kind of doing them approximately. Whereas me, I'm always getting recognition. I might be constantly drawing on the schar of my mitzvahs. And also with averus. Now, his averus are on the outside. He's despised because of them. And that embarrassment itself might take away from his punishment. Okay. Now he makes another point. V'oid. Kishatrid libi lifkoid mume bnei adam. If I'm going to get myself busy with looking at other people's faults, well, and I'm going to be busy analyzing their bad midas, if I'm going to get busy looking around at people and seeing what their problems are, that's going to distract me from really focusing on my own problems. That's much more important, but it's much more important. Don't worry about other people. Go with an approach of chayecha koydmin. It's a lot more important to be on top of our own chesroinus than to be busy looking at other people's and figuring them out and trying to fix them. First, fix yourself. I'm much more obligated to do that. Before you have an ill person, much more kedai for him to be focused on his own machala and in trying to heal himself than to be busy figuring out and diagnosing all the people around him in the ward. So, this last point that he's making is, keep focused, let's keep focused on ourselves instead of being busy figuring out and analyzing where are the chesroinus of other people.
Taking the sefer
to what? To what?
To go deaf.
That's right.
The reasons to think certain things, but use your sefer, use different answers.
That's right. That's classic Chavis HaLavis. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, v'im lo yagia chochitzov v'ma shezochanu. Okay. What else? If even in this he doesn't hit you, and you taka, you ignore him, and you do not get busy looking at the people around you. Now, I want to make a point here. He is not trying to discourage us from, he's not trying to discourage us from instructing people. He's not trying to discourage us from admonishing people, but coming from a different place. Not coming from a place of, I'm so high, they're so low, I just can't tolerate them. But on the contrary, it has to come from a place of caring about them. Caring about them, and from a place of Avas Yisrael, right? That's why Reb Gamliel Rabinovich, when he was here speaking at Malinowitz's Hespedim, so he said, if you love the Jew next to you, stop him from talking during Kaddish, right? So that's Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael is to tell a person to stop talking during Kaddish. I can't bear to think of what of you going through, what people go through if they talk during Kaddish. Okay. Now, v'im lo yagia chochitzov. Oh, very good. That's right. To think of it mamish in the same terms. That's right. Very good. Said, if you see a person.
You saw someone smoke, you didn't know that smoke was detrimental. You want to try to stop him. So what? Someone that touched them is very hot.
Oh,
well, that's true in theory. Like, the person who's speaking during Kaddish doesn't
see himself into the rock. That's true. But if you think of it in those terms, then it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Right? You think of it in those terms. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, the Bloya Giachochitzov Bemasha Zochanu, if you won't manage to hit you with those arrows, then it'll hit you in other places. When you're especially succeeding or when you're especially having a hard time. When everything's going well, he'll tell you, ah, look, you put in efforts and you succeeded. Look at your successes. Get you to attribute them to yourself, right? So continue putting in these efforts. Work hard here. If you work hard here, then you'll continue succeeding. You'll succeed even more. And Enjoy your material successes. Enjoy your material successes. He'll tell you, you're doing well. First of all, look what a great job you did. Pat yourself on the back. That's number one. And then number two is, he'll tell you, make sure to really enjoy these days. Because you're not going to be here forever. You're not going to be here forever. And make sure that you're enjoying while you're here. In other words, put your emotional resources, your emotional energies into enjoying Gashmius. Into enjoying Gashmius. So it's two things he's hitting you with here. First of all, attribute the atzlacha to yourself. And second of all, put your emotional energies into enjoying the gashmis. We'll see. We'll have to talk about this. Because you should enjoy gashmis. You should enjoy gashmis. But not putting your neshama into it. It's something that's meant to facilitate, to enhance your life, which is a focus of ruchnis. And we use the gashmis, the pleasures, to enjoy it. But when he tells you that, wow, look how much you're succeeding. So put your emotional energies into enjoying this success. That's where already it becomes a problem. It's a fine line. We'll have to talk about that more, Blin Nader. Okay, we'll stop here.